Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people.
In it. Good morning. I am your host, Suzlyn McDonald, coming to you from amazing, wonderful Las Vegas, Nevada. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and the first thing we always ask you to do is get a cup of coffee, a glass of tea, hot tea, cold tea, whatever it is that will cause you to be relaxed for the next 25 minutes. Just kind of relax and get into this. But you know what? Instead of relaxing today, I'd like for you to actually put your feet down. Put your elbows on your own knees and lean forward. My reason for saying that is because I actually, in my getting prepared for the show, you know, I didn't really know what we were going to title the show. And then this morning, the Lord just woke me up and was like, the title is, I Can't Do This All By Myself. And I didn't really understand until I actually received a message from my sister, Apostle Jerusha, and I see why I had to say this. Ladies, I say to you today, first of all, you know, I'm not, I don't want to push anything on anyone else, but if you don't get involved, look at this for your daughters, because anything that's ever done, they start at one place and then it starts to branch out, and this is black, white, doesn't matter what your race, creed, or color is. But the main thing being is that this whole thing I looked at this morning, and it's a D.L. Hughley actually put it up first, and it says, female prisoners are being sterilized to cut welfare costs in California. Is this an efficient way to do it, or is this genocide? Today, I am on a mission. I am so upset when I saw that, because the other thing is, if they'll start it in prison, you know, anything that they do in one area, they start to branch it out. We're looking at Africa, and we look at these other countries. You look at India, where they actually they destroy the female organs of the young girls there. And we are sitting back and not doing anything about it. We are first ladies, so we start in the church. And we've got to look, because when these girls come out of these prisons, they are going to be damaged, because something has been taken away from them that was not their option. I don't agree with women having a lot of babies just for the welfare check. But what I also don't agree with is that someone, while you're in prison and they have the authority over you, that they actually have the authority to take your ovaries and actually castrate you, sterilize you. Let's talk about that today. I see I have two callers. I'm going to bring my co-host in first, and then I'm going to bring in 702-571-5803. I'm just opening up the lines, because I am absolutely livid. So I am going to talk to you about this right now. The lines are open. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I can't do this by myself. We actually have to come together, and we've got to do something. They talk about the Holocaust. Here it is. It doesn't matter. They talk about slavery. Here it is. It doesn't matter. First Lady, raise up from the dead, and you got to do something. It's in your front door, not your back door. Ladies, I've opened up the lines. Good morning, this morning, this morning, this morning. I am heated. I am beyond heated. Good morning. Hello, Lady Kathy. I'm sorry, I jumped right in today. Good morning, Lady Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Lady Susie. I am well. I am absolutely marvelous. That is an amazing topic of interest because that's taking away their right to life. And it's the same thing as abortion, basically.
Exactly. Exactly.
And as you said, genocide, because granted, I don't condone women having these babies and not being able to take care of them, but more so other people having to take care of them because they're having babies and going to prison, and they're even having babies in prison. And in my own family, that's happened. But God is the one that gives life, and that's his choice whether whomever he gives the baby to, that baby's going to be taken care of. I would suggest more so that maybe they counsel the women and get their take on giving them the option of having their tubes tied or whatever form of sterilization they're using, and helping them to see that it's not wise to have children that you can't take care of, or even more so, you won't be able to raise. But to take away that option and take it upon themselves is taking away their rights as United States of America human beings and citizens.
Yeah.
You know, I don't agree with that.
Yeah. At all. I hear, Apostle Jerusha, I see you're there. I got to get your take. Is this genocide or is this a way to actually control women? Apostle Jerusha.
It's definitely population control.
Oh, yeah.
Good
definitely.
Morning to both of you, First Ladies.
Good
Kathy
morning.
Kathy and Susie. How are you guys?
I am amazing. I'm a little heated when I saw that. You know, and I realized, I went and I did a little research. They're not doing it just to black women. They're doing it to the women that are in prison. So what they're doing, they're in prison right now, and they're going to send them back out on the streets with the results of what prison has done to them. Go ahead, Apostle Jerusha.
Yeah, well, first of all, this has been happening. It's just closer to home now. It's been happening in Africa, genital, I can't even say the word that right, correct, mutilization, India, around the world, and it's mostly with ethnic people. But again, when you go into the penal system, these things are just coming out because of the type of media we have now. So we were kind of blindsided to a lot of the hidden things that were going on. But anytime you get upset, then God calls you to a position. And I'm a firm believer.
Exactly.
Just getting emotional is not going to solve the problem. You have to collectively come together and see, how can we make a change? How can we be effective to be a voice to those that have no voice? And so, again, this happens with cultures at the age of, I think, before they have their period, just breaking.
Exactly.
So they would prevent it from having children. So anyway, I did see that article on Facebook. I also posted on it. And my question is, then where do you go from here? We bring these things up, but how can we make a difference? How can we make a change?
Well, the key is that's why we're having we're actually bringing our voices together today. I know you have been talking about this for a while, and again, you talk about the mutilation of the female genitals, even the ones that too in India and certain places in Africa, that it's been going on. And the thing that's going on is so that they in India and in Africa, they actually do the clitoris area so that you don't enjoy sex. You're just a machine. You're just a hole. And so where I am right now is I say to you, I'm one of those that don't mind getting on the front line. I don't have a problem getting on the sideline, getting in the back line, whatever it takes for me to do it. I also see we have another call, 702-601-8456. Go ahead and join in with us if you don't mind. I have all the lines open. The title of the show today is I Can't Do This By Myself. I'm calling, making a clarion call to every woman in every country of every race, creed, and color. As I said, the topic that today has to do with they're actually sterilizing women in prison so that they can actually cut the cost of welfare. But again, these are the things that they did in China. These are the things that they've done in various countries to actually curtail any way of us possibly multiplying. And if they'll start, if they're putting it out and letting us know now, they've been doing it. It's just that now they're in the process of when they bring it to your attention, and they that lets you know they have been doing it. But then that means they're going to start bringing that to the outside. But the anger that the women are having when they from them taking their choice away, these are going to be angry women when they come out too. As Lady Kathy said, it's also like abortion. There is a when you have an when a person has an abortion, there is a starvation because of that happening. There's always something that actually hurts you. You remember that day for the rest of your life. I say, because of my saying what I'm saying now and talking about it, that it's time. Somebody has an echo going, so I don't know if you have me on. I don't know where it is. But anyway, bottom line being, I'm called, making a clarion call that we as women come together, and it's time now. It's been time. But we have sat back in the church and getting fat. And you're so fat with the word of God, but you're also eating physically. We have got to get our tails up, and we got to do something about this. Caller 702-601-8456. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Lizelle.
Good morning.
It's a very interesting topic, and to me, I think with that happened, I'm not fully aware of the whole story, but someone started it. One person started it and made it happen. So if that one person has started this, whatever is going on, I know one person also can stop it. And we
exactly.
Just have, one or two or a group. If one of us would start the contradiction to what is happening, I know we can stop it. And it's very disturbing to know that people are actually thinking of being God, of playing God.
Exactly.
And stop,
right.
And stopping what is naturally, what is naturally born, you're born with, that God made you with. And it's just very disturbing. And we need more prayers than anything, I believe, because it's really, it's come to a point like it just blow your mind away that things that are happening right now, it's beyond what you can think of. And it's very sad.
Right.
But yeah. I always feel hope. There's always hope, and there's always good always overcome evil. And so we just need to get everybody that is in good spirit to step up and make a move. That's my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lady Kathy Jerusha, you want to chime in? Okay. I tell you what, I think that the first step is we're talking about it right now. The second step from here now is we have got to find out what is the legislation that we can do. Also, we need some statistics, a little more, because if they're doing that and they're telling us out of California, what are they doing right here in Las Vegas? What are they doing in other cities? We have got to move now. We got to move. Because,
I'm sorry,
like I said, if they're
on mute.
That's okay.
I was talking.
Right. If they say it, if they're just now bringing it out in the media, they've been doing it. If they just did it without them actually publicizing it. Now that they've publicized it, they're giving us the option that we can say and do what we need to do to stop this. I'm going to myself, and Lizelle, I know you helped me a lot of times with doing the research. We need some research, and we need to get going of how we can actually counteract this. I am ready to move. So go ahead,
hey,
Lady
Susie,
Kathy. I didn't know you. I'm here.
What form of sterilization are they using?
They're actually taking the ovaries.
Okay, so that brings up other things. That's just not about sterilizing them. They're also throwing them into menopause and
menopause.
Having hormonal issues. Yeah, that'll cause other issues other than just sterilization, because if they're at childbearing age, then their hormones are fully functional. And to cut that off would also cause other issues with hormonal issues that affects every part of your body. It affects your bone. It affects you. You and I know in menopausal age that it affects you mentally if your hormones are off balance. So not only do you have angry women in prison, you have women who are hormonal and off balance, and a lot of times they won't even know why all of a sudden they feel not quite themselves. But that'll definitely affect the way they operate. It affects the bones. It makes the bones weak. And if these are young women, that's an early age to start that. So this is a whole psychological issue as well, other than being angry that you've been mutilated.
Right. And you know what? This is also, as I said before, and it's a lady, I can't even think of her name, an Ethiopian sister that goes around the world. It has happened to her. She's been on Oprah. This just started happening. And it's part of cultural, it's religious. I mean, it's all across the globe that this has been happening, and they call it genital cutting. It's part of a ceremonial thing. So before you rush out there and do a march, you have to know what you're dealing with, and you have to know how can you curtail this, because it's more to this than just meets the eye. There is someone out there on the front line, and she was just here in Vegas. I meant to go.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is it's a great topic to talk about. I've been talking about genocide, but the main thing is the genocide has been going on, and I always say what happens in our community will show up in others' community, be it genocide with abortion, genocide in so many other ways. But I think this is a wake-up call for us as a people and as a nation of actually what is going on. If they're going to do this just because of they're on welfare, do you know how many statistics of people that are on welfare, food stamps, or unemployment? So it won't be just a color thing anymore. It will be a status thing. Yeah, and many people will die. I think all of this is that God is trying to wake us up. We have been too comfortable. We are so asleep, and it's not the church and everybody. The church is really in you. But those that can hear
it's
what the Lord is saying, then we can wake up. I mean, I have so many things on my heart that I feel God has put across on me to bear, but I can't do it by myself. You know? It's a lot of talk shows. We all talking about stuff, but what are we doing? We have to strategize. We need open forums. We need to talk. And then where two or more gather, then we can come up with a strategy and a plan. But I'm a firm believer that there is time. It is time for us to move and to let our voice be heard for such a time as this.
Well, I will say that the lady that you're speaking of, I'd like for you to get the information. Let me know who it is. And we're actually going to set something up now. Again,
Mrs. D,
as you said, yes, baby.
If I may add, I just Googled it real quick. There is there was a bill that was passed last year from in California, and the governor of California, he passed a bill to ban the sterilization of female inmates without consent. So they're still doing it with women that are consensual about it, but the ones that do not agree, they're not mandatory anymore. They've passed that bill last year in California, but who's to say that they're not doing it in any other states? But the fact that it has been highlighted and it started in California, I think that, you know, people should look into this particular topic in their own states and to see if that's something that is being done. And then if it is, then they need to go to their local government officials and do the same thing and pressure the governor or whoever is in charge to pressure them to pass a bill to ban it also, like California did.
Okay, well, and to be perfectly honest with you, even though they have banned it in California, this is a recent article, they're still doing it. Government doesn't always run. It's almost like they said they didn't get the memo. But the other part of that is that, yes, you're right, we need to check for our own state, and everybody needs to check in their own state. But the other part of that is we got to move because, in all of our research and everything, if we don't move, like I said, it's in the jail right now. to control the population, don't you think they won't be doing it out here? And they can do it in so many ways that you don't even know. I was watching a show yesterday at the news. They have been pumping pesticides in the RTC right here in Las Vegas, and people have been wondering why they're getting sick. And now they're getting ready to stop because it's been found out. The whole thing being there's a genocide in America, period. It doesn't have anything to do with just black, white having babies. It is they're wanting to control the population at all costs. If you think about it in your homes, your apartments, if you don't clean
the
duct.
You know what, goes back biblically. Let's look at this biblically because I'm just reading it. You know, it will. The whole purpose of this is also to secure and enhance fertility in multiple cultures, and also secure the economic and social future of daughters. Now, we look at that. We see in Revelation 12 and 13. You know, that's the scripture God gives me. That's the one I stand on. The serpent was after the woman to beguile her seed. The woman.
Exactly.
We don't realize the power of what we have in us. And so that is the reason we women have a lot of times have defiled ourselves and allowed ourselves to have, I call it forced entry into our temple because we don't realize the power that we have. We now, as women, need to realize what we have, what is really in us. Why is it that every place in the continent, everyone wants to clip the clitoris of the
women.
Young girl coming of age? It is so much more to this. That's why I say we can get in emotion, but we need to know the history, and then we need to know how to strategize, because you're not just dealing with a government situation. You're dealing with a religious, cultural things. And so this thing is a lot bigger than what it appears. And then we also are dealing with the times that we're in right now.
Exactly.
We're looking spiritually of what is taking place. We really don't know all that is taking place. It takes one thing to go bing and have a bing moment to wake us up. But the alarm clock's been going off. It's just getting louder. So it's up to us to use the platforms that God has given us, be it a pulpit, a newspaper, or a voice, or radio, whatever, to come together and strategize. And I don't believe it should be on the radio. Strategize. And how we can make the difference. You know, how can we make the difference? That would be the next radio topic. How can we make the difference? Because where there is more than two or three people, we put our voices together. The first thing, you don't just go out there and march. No, you have to go to your public figures, those that you've voted in, you know, voted in office. And then you got to know your stuff when you get in there. You can't just go in there and ramble. You got to know the statistics, and you got to know the history and to have something to stand on. Otherwise, we can make it worse than what it is, you see?
Right, exactly. Well, I'm just saying my whole thought pattern right here, like I said, too, no, it's not to be totally discussed on the radio. But the other part is, too, again, with this being a show for first ladies, I'm talking in the church. I'm talking about women as a whole, that we need to set something up. And I was just going to say that in order we talked about the platform and to come together and speak, I would even venture to say with my partners that we'd be able to go ahead and set something up where we can actually come together and talk about it, not get in there and get in there and come up with a plan. I'd like to talk about this further, but what I'd like to start with right now is to say, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and the title of the show, I mean, God woke me up this morning, and I didn't really know why or what. I never know. He gives it to me as it comes. But the title of the show is, I Can't Do It All by Myself. And so when you said that, Apostle Jerusha, it pricked me. And then Lizelle came up with the statistics. She went and did the Google and found out that the law has been passed. But who's adhering to the law? Again, I can't do it by myself. And when I say I'm talking about each one of us individually. We have got to link our arms together, come up with a strategy, come up with the knowledge and understanding, as well as the wisdom to move forward on this thing. I'm just going to let you open up right now. Lizelle, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
I think that's going to be it for me, but I'm really very interested into finding out what efforts have been made by other people that did find out about the news as well, because there's got to be other people that are making moves also or have the intentions of making. And like you said, we can't do it alone. And if we can find people and collaborate with them and join forces, I know we can make a difference, and we can make our voices heard.
Exactly. Well, I tell you what, Apostle Jerusha, what about you? I heard your voice, but I'd like for you to give us a few more words, please.
Well, again, thank you for this topic. You know, it's my passion, it's my heart, but it is organizations that have been standing on this, and I will try to find out who the lady is. She's very well known. That was here in Vegas. We partner with other groups that are already active, other women's groups, you know, domestic violent groups, different things. If you're serious about this, that's what you do. We do our research, just like an army, military. How do you strategize? And as we come together, when collective voices, then we can see a change and deal with our elected officials. That's where my head is at, you know.
Okay. Lady Kathy, I'm going to have you give closing words on this, please.
Excuse me, when you think about what they're actually doing, it's called population control. And population control has been going on for many, many, many years in different forms. They, at a certain time, when the population needs to be controlled, they'll allow a drug to kill off so many people. They'll allow certain things in the food to kill off so many people. They'll let the black-on-black crime and other things that are happening to occur to kill off so many people. This is not the only way they're doing it. There's many forms that they do population control. A couple years ago, probably about 6 or 7 years ago, there was a drug that came out that was killing people, and it wasn't until it killed 100,000 people that they took it off the market, but they reached their population control goal. Excuse me. So when we think about what's happening, it's the way that they've always done things. It's just, we didn't know about it. There, like you said earlier, there are pesticides that are being released because they need to kill off so many people. And when you fight for a cause, I think Jerusha said you have to know the history, but more than that, you have to know why. Like, for instance, certain older people, they at a certain point won't treat. What's the purpose? They're going to die anyway. That helps with the population control.
Exactly.
And so it is a form that they've been using for centuries. This is not new. And the war killed off so many people. That was population control. And so we have to realize that we are not in control. Yes, our voice is many and it can be heard, but behind the scenes, this has been going on forever.
Yeah.
And this is sad what they're doing to women. They're not allowing the babies to come. But even sadder, I think, is the ones that are here that they're allowing to be killed off. They don't mind paying $1 million lawsuit, $100,000 lawsuit. In the long run, it's going to be less money to pay it up front than it is to take care of these people for the rest of their lives. The biggest issue I find is when they let people sit on death row for 20 years and they constantly appeal. For 20 years, it takes, I think it was like $1.2 million to house those prisoners who are going to die anyway from death row after all those appeals are exhausted. That, I think, is pretty sad. So collectively, we can make a difference. And I'm glad that they did go ahead and pass the bill for this. It may not totally be enforced because I was reading the article as well. Some of these people are mentally ill. And so they don't even know what they're signing or what they're agreeing to. And if they don't have representation that they can call and help them to walk through this process, then they're being taken advantage of. But this is not new. It just came in a different form. So when you open that can of worms, you're opening a big can of worms, a Pandora's box that's going to expose a whole bunch of stuff, and you do have to get a plan. You just can't go out with a attitude and say, hey, this is not happening on my watch, and I'm going to do something about it, because they're bigger than us. But one voice can make a difference.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, we're at the end of our show today, and again, as I said, I didn't even know what God meant when he told me this morning, I can't do it all by myself, but I realized that I may not be able to do it by myself, but collectively, even with starting with the three of you, we are ready. And again, all we have to do is go, get ready, do it, do what we need to do in order to get the job done. And who would be the most apparent to go ahead and do that, it would be a woman. One thing about it, when we put our mind to something, there's nothing that can stop us. This is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. I am so excited that I have women that are willing and able to stand for someone else that's weaker than themselves. I say to you, this is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. We will be back with you. We're always here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. And I tell you, within that 30 minutes, we have a power-packed time together. Join us every week. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that deals with these type of issues. When you need us, call us. That is a 24-hour number, 702-683-6373. 702-683-6373. You are not alone. And also, Destined for Glory Ministries, Pastor Tony Howard and Lady Kathy Howard. I tell you again, I will close my show as the way I opened it. I can't do this all by myself. You can contact us on Facebook, First Ladies, Twitter, First Ladies, and also firstladies@mail.com and firstladies@gmail.com. There's plenty of ways to get a hold to us. Again, I thank you for joining us. You have an amazing day. And remember, whether two or more are gathered, God is in the midst and we can conquer. Have a great day.
This is, bye-bye.
Like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER.